Okay, we are up to the next mitzvah, mitzvah Tav Kuf Mem Vav, 546. The mitzvah of building a ma'akeh, building a fence, a gate around one's roof, and protecting any type of dangerous circumstance, removing any type of dangerous circumstance. That's the mitzvah of ma'akeh. Again, this is also a pair. This is an aseh and a los aseh. But as we usually have, the aseh comes first, the mitzvah aseh of the asisa ma'akeh, and mitzvah the next time will be the mitzvah los aseh, of lo sasim damim. So the Torah tells us here in Perach Haveis, in Parshat Kiseitze, by Shlishi, Kisivna bayis chadash, v'yasisa ma'akeh l'gagecha. When you build a house, you shall build a ma'akeh for your roof. It's not a choice, it is an obligation. And Rashi points out the juxtaposition between the previous mitzvah that we have been discussing, Shiluach HaKan, to this one. Im kiyamta mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, sofcha livnos bayis chadash, v'takai mitzvahs ma'akeh, shemitzvah goreres mitzvah will gorer mitzvah, v'tagia l'kerem v'sadeh, and then we'll have the halachas of kilai ha'kerem, you'll be able to plant a vineyard and a field, ulu v'gadim noyim, we'll have the halachas of shatnez. That's why all these parshias are connected, says the Tanchuma. We spoke last time about the kilai yakar specifically connecting Shiluach HaKan being related to acknowledgement that there's a source for everything. There's Molidim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he built the world, so to speak. So, Mida Keneged Mida, we get a house to build as well. But this is a Makkah, and Rashi says, Geder Saviv Lagag. A Geder, they used to use their roofs in the earlier time as backyards, and they did all of their usages on the roof, so they had to cordon it off so that nobody falls off. As the Torah continues, Velo sasim damim bivesecha, and you shall not have blood in your house, ki yipol hanofel mimenu, somebody's going to fall off, right? And that is something that we have to try to protect from. So that is the aseh and the los aseh. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, again, this is a big topic. We'll touch on, over the next 2 days, two mitzvos, what we can. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, lahasir hamichsholim v'hanigafim, to remove all the stumbling blocks and anything that someone can get hurt on, remove them from one's property. Mikol mishkanoseinu v'yalzeh nemar v'yasisa ma'akeh l'gagecha. V'ho'inyanu, what's the inyan? Shenivne kir saviv ha'gagos v'saviv ha'boros v'ashichin v'domehen. The Chinuch considers in the mitzvahs aseh, not only on a roof is just an example, wherever I have a dangerous situation, if somebody has a swimming pool, to build a fence around the swimming pool, could be part of the mitzvahs aseh daraisa, a bor, a pit of water, shichid, domein, kidei shlo tikashal birya lipol behem o mehem, so that nobody falls into them or gets hurt from them. Ubichlal mitzvah zu livnos ulasakein kol kosel. What if one just has a decrepit wall that could fall down and hurt somebody? To fix it, v'chol gader, removing any dangerous situation, sheyia karov lavo takala bimenu, that's included. V'zesh yisker akosav lagagecha diber akosav behoveh. Why did it say gag? Because that's just common. V'lashin sifri v'yasisa ma'akeh mitzvahs aseh. So there's a lot to talk about. Let's first, as we did in the previous mitzvah, first do some of the hashkafa, and then hopefully we'll get back to some of the halacha today, and Beis Hashem, more next time as well. So Mishar Shia Mitzvah, what's the message behind the mitzvah of Makkah? Let's start off by talking about a very important yesod that the Chinuch mentions here. Lefi, Sha'am heyos Hashem baruch hu mashgiach b'prat b'nei adam, as we just said, Imayos, just like we said, yes, in the last mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach on the entire world. Bipratiyut, every person has hashgacha. V'yodeya kol ma'aseihim, and he knows and understands all of our actions. V'chol asher yikra lahem tov ad ra, b'gzeira so, u'b'mitzvah so, l'vizachusa no chiyuvan. Everything that happens to us is because of our level, whether we merit or we don't merit, but everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara says, he doesn't quote it, HaKol b'dei shamayim chutz mi'ir shamayim. Everything is b'dei shamayim. Or, as he quotes the Gemara in Chulin, Ein adam no keif etzba'o milamata, ela im kein machrizin ala milamala. A person doesn't even move his finger below, unless it's hukraz above. Even so, says the Chinuch, even though we believe in Hashkacha, we also believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a natural world, and we are subject to those rules that Hashem put into the natural world. Afal pikein, tzarech ha'adam l'shmar atzmo, min ha'mikrim hanuhugim ba'olam. We have to be careful from the natural events that take place in the world. And if there is something natural that there are certain rules for, we cannot be somech hananes and hope that Hashem does the rest. Right? If there's a burning a fire, you can't just jump into the fire and hope you don't get burned. Ki akel bara olamo, u'bina'o al yisodos amudei ha'teva. Hashem created and and built the world on basic tenets of nature. V'gazar shehei sorefes v'hamayim echabin alahava. Fire goes up and burns, water flows downstream and extinguishes. If a major stone falls on somebody's head, his skull's going to get crushed. If somebody falls off a roof, he's going to die. Right? These are natural laws that Hashem created. And He put us into the world, and we have to take care of ourselves. Because Hashem is not going to do miracles for us. Yes, we have a neshama in us. Hashem put us into the natural world, and therefore we have to acknowledge that. Therefore, to go out in the cold without a coat on, to not take care of our physical selves, then we're going to get sick. V'yachar shakel shibeid guf ha'adam l'teva, since Hashem subjugated the physical body of a person to nature, ki kein chiva chachmaso, that's what He decided, tzivu l'shmar b'nei mikra. So He gives a mitzvah to be careful from natural accidents. And therefore, if somebody has a dangerous situation, mitzvah zasevia sisa makel agagecha, ki teva shumaser biado, ya'ase pu'ulaso alav, im lo yishmar bimenu. Nature will take its course if you don't guard from it. Right, and this is the major discussion that we are subject to the elements. Ein somchan al hanes. And even those, he continues, those certain individuals throughout history that were saved miraculously, that's not because that they relied on it in the first place. Hashem decided, based on the level that they were on, that He was going to perform a miracle for them. Right, quoting from the Megillah. There are some people that Hashem has a certain special place for them. Because of their chasidus and dveikus. Those are the avos and the and some after them. Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, Azariah, where Hashem gave nature to them. And they weren't subject to nature. So, not so often. But originally, Teva was master over them. Ubisofan, and at the end, Godel his alus nafsham nafochu. Another Purim quote. And because they raised themselves up so high, they were Adonim ala Teva, like Avram Avinu, that was thrown into the Kivshon Ha'esh, and he wasn't hurt. And Daniel Hananiah Mishael Azariah. And one might add, they were Tanaim. Some Tana, there was one Tana that jumped off a roof because he didn't want to commit an Avera. Eliyahu Navi keeps swooping in and says, you made me come from so far away. Why'd you do that? But either way, sometimes there are miracles that happen. And that's only for people, Yechidei Skula, who are on that type of level. But other than that, we have to make sure that we go and we take care of ourselves. Finish Martem Old and Afshosechem. We have to take care of ourselves and make sure that we don't let the nature and the natural elements affect us in a negative way. The Rambam, unbelievable Rambam. The Rambam in the two volumes of the Igros HaRambam. So in the first volume, he has a letter entitled Ketz Katzuv Lachaim, entitled A Specific Amount of Time for Life. He was asked, Ha'im chayei ha'adam bazeh ha'olam kisuvim al ketz mesuyam? Is a person's life set from the beginning? Asher behechrich yagia elav v'lo yikta'uhu abgav yibisuhu? He will definitely get there, and it's impossible for anything to cut it short. O yamisu b'kadim u'yifku bo. Or, can it be cut short? V'yovdu es chayav im lo yizar mehem. And you won't, and a person won't live if he's not careful from those external forces. Im lo yishamer v'lo yachin ha'emtza'im laharchikam lo yisher b'chayim. If he does not prepare himself and take care of himself, he will not live. V'im yachinu emtza'im la'amor k'negdam yisher, and he will live. V'yarech yamav yoser mishayim arichim il mali nishmar v'hachin. So that's the question that the Rambam was asked. Is there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, obviously Hashem knows when everybody's time is going to come, but is there a Zman Katsuf? Says the Rambam, Ein etzleinu ketz katsuf l'chayim. No, we don't hold that. And Munas Yisrael does not believe there's a specific time, for sure, no matter what. The Amnam, Hashem's in charge, but He also set up nature. V'amnam ba'alei chayim yichyeh kol zman sheyischalef ma sheyovan milachuso achiyunit. As long as your physical means keeps going, then you'll live. And if not, won't live. Kemoshe Zachar Galinos. He quotes an earlier doctor. Shesibas Hamavis He Hefsid Shivu Yachomativi. Right, the reason a person dies is that the physical balance of all of the elements of his body gets out of kilter, and memela, there's disease, there's sickness, there's old age causing certain organs not to function, v'chulu. The Rambam says, let me prove it to you. Let me prove it to you that this is true, that a person can be affected, and even if Hashem is, let's say, not planning, in quotes, a person could live a certain amount of time, but if he doesn't take care of himself and he puts himself in a dangerous situation with his own Bechira Chavshis, so that he can be affected. Or, we'll talk about it in a minute, what about somebody else's Bechira Chavshis? Says the Rambam, Kasher Yishamer Ha'adam Me'ilu Asibos Asher Zacharnu, Lo Yimisu Abagayim, V'yagiel Orech Hachayim Hativi. There is a natural lifespan that a person should have, but it could be that it would be cut short. And he says, what's my raya? I'll give you three rayas. Four rayas. Number one, Ki Sidna Bayis Chodesh Vasisa Ma'akal Gagecha. The Rambam quotes Ma'akeh. The Rambam quotes our pasuk, Yoreza pasuk. What is our pasuk? What is it quoting? Why do you have to put up a fence? The person will never die before their time. What's the purpose of putting up a fence? So, says the Rambam, V'ilu Haisa Achada Bilti Mo'ila. There won't be, if he's supposed to die anyway, he'll die. It won't help. What's the answer? He's not supposed to die unless he natural forces allow him to. So the fact that Hashem gives us the mitzvah of makeh, yadanu, we know that it will be effective. Shachana moila vazmanas emsuim marchika hasakana v'zeh soter divrei mishomer ki l'chaim ba'olam hazeh moed katzuf. Right, it will contradict the other opinion. And then he quotes my next raya, Ari Miklat. Why does somebody have to run to an Ari Miklat? Pen yirduf go'al adam achrei rotzeich. The Torah says it. That has to be protected from the Gol Adam. There are other elements of Yir Miklat, that's true, but at least an element of Hatzalah. V'chei, number three, Mashuach Milchama. We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. What does he say in his speech? Mi Yoisha Yarei V'rachaleva, who is soft and scared. That's a raya. If he's scared, he should go home. And finally, he says, Raya Choteches, a real foolproof raya, not from a mitzvah, like we just had three, but from a story is, what does Hashem tell Yonah? Another 40 days and Nineveh will be overturned. And what happens? They did tshuva. What do you mean? They're going to be overturned. The ilu hayakitzam katzuv l'sof harboim, hari behechrech lo hayisad tshuva matzilasam, v'yu ovdim. But you see, things can change. That's the Rambam there in the Igeres called Ketz Katsuv La Yamin. Important Rambam. And it's even, to look at the Rashi, to relate this to the Rashi, Rashi right here on our Pasuk, what does he say? On the Pasuk, Ki Yipol Had No Fel Mimenu? Ro Yizel Yipol. V'yafal Pikin Lo Tesgalgal Misaso Al Yadcha. This person might be deserving right now, but it shouldn't happen naturally from you. Meaning it shouldn't happen from you. Megalgan Zchus Ha'idei Zakeh V'chov Ha'idei Chayev. If it happens on your roof, then there's something connected. So we have to do our best that we are not involved. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do what he sees fit. The question is, this is natural occurrences. What about regarding other people? Could other people's Bechira Chavshis cut short? So that is a discussion in the Navi, but it's also, I'll give you one source related to that, and that's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim in Parshas Vayeshev, when it says that they decided not to kill Yosef, but to throw him into the pit, and the Mefarshim ask, what, snakes and scorpions? So that's also killing him. So one answer is that, they didn't know. It was deep down, more than 20 amos deep, and therefore they couldn't see into the pit. The other answer that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh given is that, no, they have the power to override. If they kill him, they wouldn't know if that's his proper time to die. If they throw him into the pit, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. That's what the Aruch Chaim says. L'fisha Adam bal bechira v'ratzon v'yachol laharog mishalonis chayev misa. Mashe enke chayos ra'os lo yifku ba'adam em lo yischayev misa l'shamayim. And that's v'yatsayileo miyadam miyad ha-bechiri. That is the Aruch Chaim. Again, a very scary thought to think that a person's own bechira can affect somebody else's life. Again, we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything, ultimately. But Bechira Chavshis of every person also has to work within that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the lifespan of every person beforehand, but the message of our mitzvah is that naturally we also have to take precautions. Good, so that is the major element of the mitzvah makkah. The question, lumdus, the question is, what type of mitzvah? How are we supposed to understand this mitzvah makkah? We know there's a los aseh involved. Los aseh and dabbim v'secha. We know there's an element of sakana involved. The question that the achronim ask is, how much is that sakana primary? Is the mitzvah only about preventing the sakana? Is that the major element of the mitzvah? Or do we say, no, you're right, that's an element. That's for sure an element of the los aseh. But what about the aseh? Could we say there's something extra, something independent about the mitzvahs aseh, not just preventing sakana? And a nafgamina, again, we'll see formulations in a minute, but a major nafgamina for this could be a bracha. We know, the Rambam says clearly in Hilchos Brachas, that one does not make a bracha on a mitzvah that is purely just mishum sakana. So for example, mayim achronim, there is no bracha on. You're just removing a problem. Or let's say hagala, kashering. Kashering, there's no bracha on. Tevila is adding kedusha. But kashering, there's no bracha on. There's never a bracha on a davar mishum sakana. The Rambam says, a mashal, in Perek Yudalef Halacha Dalet of the brachas, you don't make a bracha on filtering your water. Right, because you think there are dangerous things floating in it. There's no bracha on that. There's only a bracha on a positive act. That's more than just prevention of sakana. So what about here? Do you make a bracha on makeh? The answer is yes. You make a bracha on makeh. There are apaskas. You make a bracha on building a makeh. Asher k'nashadim b'tzalzav esivanu la'asos makeh. If a person makes a bracha, he builds a makeh. So you see, there is a bracha. Right, so doesn't that reflect then that there is a element separate and independent from the mitzvah? The Minchas Chinuch also, Mitzvah Chinuch says discusses that there is a bracha. The Sefer Rokeach says there is no bracha. Others, but Rov assume that there is a bracha. So this could be totally on our issue. Lav Dafka though, to add one more point, and that is the Machaneh Ephraim. It's a well-known Machaneh Ephraim in the world of Makeh. The Machaneh Ephraim has the extreme radical shita that even if a non-Jew builds me a Makeh, which a lot of times could be the case where you get somebody putting up a railing, it could be a non-Jew. The Machaneh Ephraim says you could even make a bracha on that. Even if the non-Jew puts it up, what do you mean? You didn't do the act. Says the Machaneh Ephraim, because the mitzvah is to make this a safe environment. It is result-oriented. You don't need a shaliach. It's not a maisa mitzvah that requires a shaliach. No, it's to create the result, and that is good enough when it comes to this mitzvah makeh. The Minchas Chinuch takes strong issue with the Machaneh Ephraim. He says, what? It doesn't need shlichus? The Minchas Chinuch has the strongest formulations of the opposite shita. That is, this mitzvah, mitzvah makeh, is a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs aseh. If you look at Os Aleph, he says, Hine mitzvahs aseh zu, kechala mitzvah, shechiva, torah, bukub aseh, kemo, im lovesh talis. If you wear a talis, you have to have putzitas on. And you're b'chaim aseh. If you have a house, you have to have a makeh on. And every moment, look what he says, v'gam pashut, to take if sheyesh lo bayis, chal of aseh v'los aseh. Right when a person has a house, then the aseh and the los aseh is chal on him. U'b'chol rega, over al halava asay, every moment, every second that you don't put up a makeh, you violate and you're mevatel. V'yemachirach asa, and even if you put it up on the third day, mikomakom lo tikein masha avar lamafreya. You did not fix what you already violated. Kemosh lo hitel tzitzis, just like you went tzitzis for 3 days. Ki achiyev shal mitzvah b'chol rega rachov alav. Unbelievable. Just like lulav and mila and tzitzis v'chadome. And then he says, that's why, of course, you're going to make a bracha on this. And of course, you don't say what the Machaneh Ephraim says. Meaning, you have to do it through you. You have to do it, or your shliach has to do it. But if you do it with somebody who's not a bar chiyuva, so then there's no bracha. There's no bracha, right? That's what he says in Oz Gimel. If you build it through a chereshot of a katan or a goy, you were not mekayim the mitzvah. Yes, you prevented. You don't violate the los aseh. You don't violate los aseh dama v'secha, but the mitzvah's aseh of makeh is separate. The aseh and the los aseh are not exactly parallel to each other. And therefore, it requires shlichus, and one has to make sure to do it through a shliach, and one will be able to make a bracha then. He even says, the Minchas Chinuch, that this also answers the question of the Tosfos in Maseches Kiddushin. We discussed this by Hashavas Aveda, we discussed this by Shiloh HaKan, and it comes up here too. Tosfos asks, why the Mishnah, the Gemara in Kiddush Lamed Aleph, gives a whole list of mitzvos that are not time-bound, and therefore women are obligated in it, including Hashavas Aveda and Ma'akeh. Ask Tosfos, ask all the Rishonim, but what do you mean? Even if this was a Zman Grama, there's a Los Aseh. There's a losa say here. So of course they're going to be obligated. So various answers given. Tosos's answer is that he thinks that the mitzvah only, the isser only applies if you built a house al menas not to put up a makkah. But if you build a house and then you decide not to put up a makkah, then you don't violate the losa say, but you can be mekayim, you're not mevadal yaseh as long as you built it. That's one answer. It says the Menachas Chinuch, no, there's another difference between the yaseh and the losa say. The assay is separate. It's not just about danger. It exists on its own. And there's shlichus when it comes to it. It's not just about the result. It's about the action, says the Minchas Chinuch, and therefore that is a big difference. If you remember, the Ramban gave another answer to that question, and that is, it could be that by Makkah, by all these mitzvos, the los assay is in the background. The los assay is just there to be mechazek the assay. But it's not that the los assay stands on its own. So in Achinami, if this was a time-bound mitzvah, the Chiddush Gadol, if this was Man Grama, they'd be putter even though there's a los assay. Because the los assay is just there to be mechazek the assay. So again, this is the major question in Lumdus for this mitzvah, and we'll have to get into more of the Lamaisa elements in the next mitzvah. We talk about how high it has to be, are there any pturim, other hashkafika elements related to this mitzvah, and we will continue.